It is Get Well Wednesday. Dr. Tim Iafola, Chief of the Program Analysis and Research Branch, National Institute of Dental and Craniofacial Research, raising awareness of oral cancer. Among African-American men, we are one of the highest groups at risk. Good morning, Dr. Iafola.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on your show.
What is oral cancer, Doc?
Oral cancer is simply cancer that develops on the inside of your mouth. That can include the inside of your cheeks, your tongue, the area under the tongue, lips, gums, back of your throat, basically anything inside your mouth that's wet.
And why are African-American men at such a high risk?
Well, as with most cancers, some groups are at higher risk. It happens that oral cancer hits men much more often than women, almost three times higher, and it's slightly higher in African-American men than white men. So taken together, African-American men are at higher risk for developing the cancer.
Well, what causes it?
Well, with most cancers, we don't know the exact reason, but there are risk factors that are pretty clear. There's three major ones. By far, the biggest risk is tobacco. About 80% of all oral cancer is tobacco-related. And when I say tobacco, I mean any type. That can be cigarettes, cigars, pipes, snuff, or dip, chewing tobacco. Even secondhand smoke is a risk. Risk increases with the amount that you use.
And what are some symptoms we should be looking for, doctor? What are some early symptoms?
Well, there's a long list of symptoms with oral cancer. Basically, anywhere inside your mouth, if you have a sore or a red or a white patch or a lump that doesn't heal, pain, numbness, tingling, basically anything that doesn't feel right or look right inside your mouth and it doesn't get better in a few weeks, that's something that should be checked out.
Well, if you detect some of those symptoms other than coming to see a doctor, what do you do if you have those symptoms of oral
cancer? If you've got that, the thing to do is to either go to a doctor or a dentist and get it checked out. There's a good chance that it's not oral cancer. There are a lot of things that can cause those kinds of problems. But those symptoms are a sign that something isn't right. So if you have those and they're just not getting better, go to a dentist, go to a doctor, and ask him or her for an oral cancer examination.
Okay, you mentioned the exam, and that's probably the one thing that probably scares a lot of people away. What happens during that oral cancer exam?
Well, an oral cancer exam is probably one of the easiest things you'll ever have done at the dentist or the doctor. Basically, it's a bright light and a mirror, maybe a piece of gauze, so the dentist can move your tongue out of the way. They might feel around under your jaw for any lumps that shouldn't be there. So mainly it's a visual exam. It's easy, it's painless, just takes a minute. And it should be part of any dental checkup.
Okay. Have you treated many cases of oral cancer?
I have not myself. Usually we refer those cases to oral surgeons if we detect a case like that. But if I want to mention something important, too. I'd mentioned the risk of tobacco. Another important risk is alcohol. Heavy drinkers have much higher risk for oral cancer. And if you are a heavy smoker and a heavy drinker, your risk is off the charts for oral cancer, almost 30 times higher than somebody who doesn't smoke or drink.
Wow, oral cancer never really even crossed my mind. Thank you so much for the awareness. As a matter of fact, you can text Dr. Tim Iafola at 646464. He'll answer your questions on blackamericaweb.com for the next hour. Dr. Tim Iafola, thank you so much for the time and for the information. We appreciate you much. Have a great remainder of the day, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
It is 23 before the hour on the TJMS.